Two Blunt Podcast. What's going on, mofos and mofets?
This nigga needs mofets, man.
What up, y'all? Boy Naka.
Keaton Lewis.
Keaton, what's going on, man?
Nothing much, man. Learning some things, doing some things.
Always, right?
Trying to. Smoking a little weed at every junction in life right now.
That's always got to come with it, right?
I've been drinking a little too, bro.
Oh, shit. What you been sipping on?
Some Jose Cuervo.
Wow. All right, what you smoking on?
Oh, just some, what the fuck? It's on the package right there. I don't even know what it's called. Weed.
Oh, I got
it's called Wheezy Weed.
Marijuana. You are Bubba Fett.
Bubba Fett. Yeah, I'm smoking like a Star Wars.
That's what's up.
You know, there's a video. It's a video game.
I got some mac and cheese today.
Ooh.
I didn't. It was weird to grab that.
You're smoking on Boba Fett and mac and cheese?
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
You need more names, man.
Johnny. What's up, Johnny?
Chilling, man. Listening to Boba Fett influence talk and mac and cheese influence replies.
I mean, I just started smoking this. I don't think it's affected me yet.
That shit. Damn. I just lit. Yeah, so we'll see. We'll see what the mac and cheese do.
Yeah.
It was weird.
It's a weird name to buy, ain't it?
When it is.
When you about to smoke
shit, gonna have him running to the bathroom.
That'd be dope. If weed make you shit. Oh man.
I'm lactose intolerant.
That ain't bad.
Two Blunt Podcast. What's going on, everybody?
Yeah.
To kick it.
Yeah.
Chop it up real quick.
Yep. Let y'all know what we doing.
Little Yeezy in the background. That's my shit.
That's
my shit right here, though.
That boy like Kanye. Go back and listen to the episode. That boy like Kanye.
Here we go. What?
Douchebags.
Assholes. Yeah. This is about the time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was about to ask you that.
Then it was over.
For you?
Yeah, and then he just kind of lost his shit.
That was the last one.
Really weird after that, and I just couldn't hold on. Now I don't listen to.
I think I was
like Donda
Jesus
was all right
after that one, right?
Donda was cool, but that was Jesus, wasn't it?
That was beautiful.
He had Watch the Throne though with Jay-Z.
What was the name of that album?
My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy.
And that was after the college graduation and what was the other one? The College Dropout.
College Dropout, Graduation,
Late Registration was the second one.
I'm hella out of order, but whatever.
I don't know which one it was.
College Dropout, Late Registration, Graduation, 808s and Heartbreaks, and then My Dark Twisted Fantasy.
Okay,
and
so
then
I was
came Yeezus and Watch the Throne, and
I was out after College Dropout.
He always had one or two that you hear and you go, all right. I can fuck with that, but that whole album, I ain't fucking with that.
It was, because I liked the John Mayer song.
A lot of, after, shit, I...
Because the Yeezus had that black skinhead. That was my shit.
That was like one of the two or three that I fucked with off that album.
There's not much on that album that I like.
Yeah. I want to say I listened to the first two Kanye albums all the way through. And then
I feel like you got to be in a mental, like... a specific mental place to get some of that shit because it's so different, I guess. I don't know. It's cool, but we was talking about the concert, the Free Larry Hoover concert featuring Drake.
On the dry ice mound. That was nice.
It was cool.
It looks cool. I've changed my stance. I think I would have went to that concert. I wouldn't have if I didn't have the means. If I could go,
I'm
going.
I mean, one thing you got to give Kanye is like every time I've seen him perform on a show or something like that, he's never just gone out and just performed and you're like, oh, okay, I guess that was that song. He's always got like a bunch of people interpretive dancing behind him or a stage or a mask or something, like, you know what I'm saying? He sounds like he throws a fucking good show.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it looks cool.
Yeah, he don't just run out on the Summer Jam stage with no background or no kind of visuals with it. Like, everything he does has visuals.
Yeah, it's all visually stimulating. And that's what I'd go for. Because I've heard the Kanye music.
I've
heard this before, you know?
I would definitely. I mean, that's...
And if he's stomping around, point, like... It's a big boots. I don't need to see all that. The visual stimulus.
I mean, he did just drop an album, so he could be, you know, but it was cool. I didn't make it through. I fell asleep.
Seem
It was late, man. I think. Yeah. Old nigga, man. I got work to do. I got to be to work in the morning and shit.
I got
to
be to work.
Got them kind of problems.
I got to be to work. I can't be out here fucking with these young kids.
This is the worst. Like, man. What time is it? This shit's going till when? Nah, I'm cool.
Was it live?
It was on Amazon or something like that. Yeah, it was on like Amazon.
Oh, Amazon.
And then somewhere else was streaming it too, I believe. But yeah, I think I was watching off somebody's Twitter feed or some shit.
Yeah, damn.
Twitter, you see, you got everything on Twitter. Just,
everything is on Twitter. You gotta be.
You are a Twitter maniac, man.
Oh, wow.
I don't know about a maniac.
That's just where you get all of it from.
I just check out Twitter.
It's a good source of like front page news, I'll say that. If I need to go figure out what's going on.
I just hit the trending, see what's trending and shit. And
it's super up to date.
It's a lot of, updated just headlines to catch on to. And then,
and if you want to become president, it's also a good way to do it.
That shit is crazy, man.
Solid way.
Y'all see that bullshit?
Which bullshit?
That nigga Biden. Motherfucker was like, yeah, nigga, y'all got to pay them loans again.
Yeah, he's going to pay them loans.
Sorry. We knew that wasn't going to come through.
I didn't. I definitely thought them loans was going to come through. Yeah. Nah. And I ain't even got student loans, to be honest. I ain't got student loans, and I definitely thought he going to hook y'all up.
They ain't never going to do that.
They might.
Motherfucker,
you got enough
like,
people in there. Dude, shit, though. I knew that shit was gonna happen like last month.
It's just wild that was one of your main things,
bro. Yep. You're talking about he ain't all of his main things he can't do.
That's all. That's just
okay. But let's put into context. Is it all up to him?
No, of course not. But still,
he can make that happen.
With a signing of the pen. That's what Elizabeth Warren saying.
You know what I'm saying. I caught that too. But like, I don't know the full thing, but like he didn't even give it an effort at all. He was just like, nah, we can't do that, y'all.
He's got to know that we didn't want him, and like we just didn't want the other guy.
No, but they done fucked up now. Shit, they fucked it up.
If they're not going to do student loans, they're going to lose in 2024. Trump's going to be president. Things going to get weird.
Oh, they done fucked up now for the midterms.
Yep.
You can't do this shit right at the beginning of the midterms.
Well, I mean, the midterms were fucked from the beginning. They weren't going to win those midterms in the first place.
But anyways, man, so all them, fuck all them niggas.
Were you?
You know what I'm saying? Like,
did we mention we didn't like him?
I didn't mind that.
Still didn't mind.
I don't mind it, dude. I just don't. I understand it. I understand that having skin in the game.
In chess, you have a fork position or a fork thing, and that's what they try to do you with, right? Is where they're attacking from two sides, and you got to choose. You choose either I lose my rook or I lose my pawn. You know what I'm saying? And that's exactly what America just did. And it was like, look, nah. But I was not excited about either one of them. I haven't been excited.
Yeah, it's
about
all a bunch of bullshit, really. I mean, at the end of the day.
And then he's going to try to run his raggedy ass again in 2024. I don't even feel
like it's, at this point, it's not even, it's not mainly a racist thing anymore. Now it's just a power money thing. Like,
I think it's always been a power money thing.
Always underlined been there, but that racist part was really strong. Now that kind of just faded a little bit. So they like, whatever.
It's easy to blame
it
on
racists. If these motherfuckers can find a way to get up here with us on the money shit, they going to see how we work in this, so we all keep our money, and they gonna be cool with it too, so it don't matter.
But they got to keep up with, like, if something's going on, I always think it's just like this underlying war between like people that don't like racism and people like racism. That's it. And it's just boiled down to that. We've been living in this country with the same war going on our entire lives. It's slowly changing, but change is slow.
I mean, That's the thing. There's progress.
You're going to think Bernie Sanders has been in jail, but in Congress?
He was in jail, too.
In his entire life, since the 70s. He was like the first one to go, this is right! You know, so it's like that little change back then spurred all these progressive now. And so you got hope, but
it just ain't.
No, it's going to get weird before the hope kicks in.
Oh, yeah. It's going to get super fucking weird.
It's going to get weird, yeah.
We probably ain't going to be here to see it.
I'm going to be here to see it.
You think so? Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, it's not going to be too long, buddy. You'll be here. I'll be like, Naka, get the bow.
He's like, that shit's coming.
That shit's on the way.
That shit's coming pretty soon.
Shit. Naka, get the gun.
Oh, okay.
I need, right. I need you to control the community. Oh, while I go out here and
unless
scout.
You a zombie, then he's shooting you.
I'm killing you right in your head if you're a zombie. But if it's not, I'm not worried about zombies. Homie. Unless he can turn
why
into
why can't
like,
just be like, see, then I could be zombie security. You know what I'm saying? Like,
he is trying to stay alive in your post-apocalyptic world.
I'm a different breed of zombie.
If I'm a zombie, shoot me, man.
I am. I'm going to shoot you right in the head.
I'm a different breed killing of zombie, homies, man.
I'll do that shit.
Unless, okay, so like, if you can come in and
that
like,
movie, Warm Bodies?
If you can speak to a nigga, I ain't going to do you like that if you can speak and shit. But I
think you might.
Eat one person. Eat one nigga. Look hungry. You know what I'm saying? But that's what I'm saying. Look hungry. Look hungry. Look like you about to fuck up.
Damn.
Yeah, that's all I'm saying.
So if I just, you know what I'm saying, glance over.
You know.
That's it, huh?
I see you bite his Sam one time. That's
it, huh?
That's it. Yeah.
Just one look.
Yeah.
That's like fucked up, man.
Like, what you eat?
That's fucked up, see?
I'm just saying, but I don't see you turn into like some... redneck and
so it ain't gonna but it ain't gonna be 65
year old dude with diabetes running at me ain't really as scary.
If it ain't gonna be zombies, then what's coming, Keaton? Tell us.
Oh, you think
what's coming? Lay it out. Viva Vendetta me.
Okay, like a weird civil war after a great migration.
Who gonna migrate?
Everybody's gonna go to their perspective, blues and reds, and then you can hopefully, I'm hoping the migration happens before the war happens. But if there's a migration, then there's a war. And then at the same time of all this happening, there'll be climate change, which will be severe storms, tornadoing through places, hurricanes, and then a disease, a worse one than COVID. Worse one than COVID. Probably not even like COVID. It'll just be another respiratory disease at the same fucking time. Because what happens to the past is they get these things separately. You know, you get a war here, you get a disease here. And then you get like an economic collapse here. It's all separate. We're getting it at the same time. That's it. Simple.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what I think is going to happen. Like soon, though, in our
lifetime.
Strangely,
that's exactly what they say in the Bible.
What?
You said it, right?
What are you talking about?
War, famine, all that shit.
I don't know. They say like wars and rumors of wars. I'm not saying a rumor of war. I'm saying like.
A war.
Yeah, between the same war.
It's one of the four horsemen.
But. At the same time. Why do we got to do this today?
I'm just saying. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, hey, lay it out. And you laid it out exactly like the book you read but don't believe in.
Yeah, but if that's somebody written by people, people wrote that, right?
So they saw that shit coming too.
No, it just happened to them too.
Yeah.
It ended,
I'm right there with you.
It ended their civilization as well. You know, they saw the Roman Empire collapse because they were drinking.
All that shit happened at the same time.
It all happened at the same time. So when an empire collapses.
It's getting weird.
Is that damn, you can't use that if you ain't watched the show.
I'm what? Not in it.
Yeah, that's Mr. Meeksies, man.
Y'all over here.
But I'm just saying, like, if it happens, it's gonna happen. I guess biblically, but it's not gonna be like birds flying. It's gonna be logical. None of that bullshit. No wars and rumors of wars. Whatever else to say in the Bible. I don't want to discredit our fan bases for belief, or just kill it. Just make them not believe. Because I'm solid at that. So yeah,
nah.
I'm just saying that's what's gonna happen. I don't know. I didn't, you know, I don't know Revelations that well, I guess. I know it was written by some dude on the island.
Yeah.
And that's about it. So if it's if it comes down to it, that's what's gonna happen. But it's gonna be
we in the middle of what is it called, the Anthropocene?
Yeah, where we kill our own.
It's great extinction.
Yeah,
we are living in an extinction level event.
Yeah, right now. So that's what I'm happening. That's what I'm thinking is happening. And then, you know, I survive. My homies survive because we're not dumb niggas. It's the former community. Naka's not a fucking zombie.
Ah, shit. I was waiting for it.
And so we straight. That's it. I'm
Naka like, got the invite.
Okay.
So. No, he's just not a zombie. The homies are there. Hopefully you make it, bro. Don't be crazy. Need somebody to run these departments around here. You know what I'm saying? Need somebody to run some shit. Hey, cuz. Run this shit.
You got this. You got it mapped out.
I got it mapped out.
You know, I ain't gotta be zombie.
You ain't gotta be a zombie. You can be a regular nigga.
I'm for Naka, man.
I mean,
but I'm saying if it happened,
we both.
You dying.
At least consider.
The two homies right here sitting in front of you, if you can talk and be like, bro, sometimes I feel like I want to eat something, but I don't. You know, I got control like that.
So you offering me too, Johnny?
Yeah, we gonna kill your ass.
If you a zombie?
Y'all some hater ass.
Not gonna
niggas.
Say okay, okay, Johnny. Homeboy, I'm all your right, friend. Guys,
so when it goes down, that I'm just gonna not be around y'all. So
if you get bit,
you run away.
You know what I'm saying?
So I'm not gonna go form his own community against us because he don't have zombies friends. But we not no zombies though. We talk. I'm just talking about like January 6th.
Like
January 6th participants. Right? That's who the enemy is. Like people that's gonna like have heart attacks when they run into this. The war is gonna be so weird. It's gonna last 3 fucking days because everybody on the other side think they can shoot, but they can't see. Been eating pork and beans their entire life, nigga. This is not something. This is a.
Hey man.
Even if they got,
no, I don't eat.
Even if they got
a lot of pork and beans,
right? On a daily
you
basis, out of the fucking can,
people?
Out of the can, bro.
All the Q people.
Oh man.
Yeah, you know, that's who it's gonna be, bro. These people can't even take people at the restaurant telling them no. Do you think they're gonna be out there on the battlefield doing good?
Right.
Against the metalheads, just think about the people on our side. We got metalheads on our side. That's who's gonna be there. Screaming at the top of their lungs, be scared to death in the woods.
There's more people that believe in that shit than you give credit to, though. Like there's so many.
Yeah, there's smarter people.
Ass, like,
but they're all still racist though, so that means they're probably most likely like, inbred.
But if you think about it,
they probably inbred, bro. If they racist, they inbred. They mama and they uncle. You know what I'm saying? Have had relations, so it's like that. It's still like gonna be some slippage there. That's all I'm saying.
Keep taking.
All
right.
That's what I'm saying. So I don't have no faith in
the
other
revolution.
Team. It's not a revolution. It's going to be like a 3-day oops, they shouldn't have done this war.
The state of Florida will never be the same again. Shit.
3 days of damn, that was a bad idea.
This nigga Ron DeSantis is talking about he needs his own military. Who going to be in it? The 65-year-old man that barely made it out of fucking the January 6th thing? No, they going to be done, bro. They done. They cooked. Goose is cooked.
You think so?
Yeah. Okay. Mm. So let's put them aside. And then let's throw somebody that might be on our side. Might
don't
not
be terrorists.
Be
man.
Very
you'll
self-serving.
Be terrorists.
The gang members, all of them. The gang we got.
You talk about people who can't shoot, though.
Yeah, this is gonna be some.
I mean, if you're generalizing people who can't shoot,
this is gonna be.
Here's the problem with that.
It's gonna
be
a non-shooting ass.
The gang members is going.
I said self-serving. We'll give them something.
Okay.
Yeah. What are you talking about? I've done this.
All right.
I figured
my
them.
Bad.
They
all
good.
Right. You already knew I was going. Okay.
Yeah, we got to get him something.
I'm just like they ain't gonna do that shit just off.
I know niggas. I know. I get it. I already know.
Off the rip, just off the.
Oh, we gonna be we cool like that. We cousins. No, I get it. We got to give him something. Trust me.
Oh, so you already.
Yeah, it's already transactional. I get it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Okay.
So yeah.
All right. There you go. All right. Well.
I can have Colfax.
Oh shit!
I'm just saying, like, there's ways around all. And the scariest part is, somebody's gonna die. We don't know who it is. It's gonna be a lot of people. Could be a little bit, but I'm telling you, it's not gonna last long. We're gonna see that white flag. I'm telling you, bro. This is there. But Johnny is right, and you're right. There are smart people on both sides.
Like, oh shit!
Yeah. So there's Harvard-educated human beings that think.
Like I said, there's good people on both sides.
I said smart people. I said smart people. Run it back. It's recorded. I said smart. Smart people on both sides.
Close enough.
So, you got that.
Start flicking your microphone.
So,
nigga, the good side almost lost the Civil War. We almost lost that war. Yeah. Two rednecks.
That's what I'm saying.
So yeah, we ain't going this time though. Niggas is free. Eyes is free. And Eyes has seen the Patriot. They should have fucked up and shouldn't have sold me the Patriot. That's exactly what I'm gonna do.
Oh shit.
Yeah, I'm going in Patriot style.
I did like that movie.
That movie was great.
Oh, the Patriot was
good. That nigga was hella from Australia. Still played it. Great American. Still one of my favorite Americans.
Trying
goddamn
making his chair.
Yeah, so yeah, now, hopefully none of my kids get killed.
I feel like every time I do see Kanye, he's in some type of smoke. I'm watching this thing. I'm just kind of having it in the background.
Yeah.
It's like smoke and Coliseum, and that's
all you really
Kanye.
Need. And good lights, man. I don't even care what's playing.
A fog in Rome somewhere, and Kanye just appears.
Give me a little drunk, maybe.
Just out. He's like a vampire.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know about
if
them.
You repeat,
I don't know about them boots
like
though.
I'm definitely never gonna wear boots like that.
Like,
unless I'm snowboarding.
Them
unless I'm
look
there.
Like when you was a
these
little
Uggs,
kid.
Bro, like,
those are not Uggs, Johnny.
Those are black Uggs.
Oh, Johnny, don't do my boy Kanye. Don't do it.
Ain't them
do the boy like that.
He looked like those boots gave him +2 security. Like when you got the whole
shit,
outfit,
yeah.
But you found better suits.
You
got to
get boots. You got to get better boots, man.
And, oh man, but these, you know what I'm saying? They don't look as clean as the white ones, but these ones put my defense up.
Oh shit, +2 to security.
Oh shit, and it got a slot. I can craft something shit. In that slot. Put I can put a gem in that bitch. Okay, I'm rocking these boots then. I'm rocking these boots.
Oh, shit.
Now I got to go on 45 side missions to find the matching jacket.
Yep. No, just go find
and there go the gloves. He got +3 dexterity.
Oh, my God.
You know what I'm saying? He got +3 car mechanic. He going to fix the vehicles.
Oh, no, man. And the shirt gave him +2 to black man singing.
Yeah. His shirt looked like what you started the game in.
+2 rhythm.
He's in the creator character circle. That's why there ain't no features back there. So he's creating the character. Look at him.
He's getting himself together.
He did deluxe edition. He got the white gloves. He's what happens when you don't find the orange ones.
Bam.
Would y'all wear the foam runners?
Nothing.
The foam runners? No. I mean, if they're comfy. It'd be cool, but I wouldn't see that as anything other than a house shoe.
So that's a no for me.
I ain't wearing no damn. Them shits look like, look up Michael Turner's Fathom.
Look up what?
Michael Turner and Fathom. Them shoes, it looked like Kanye took this comic book guy. He's my favorite comic book artist, but it looks like his art style. Of like underwater people and the coral and shit like that that be growing on them and shit like that. That's what his shoes look like. And all there. I'm telling you, man, you're going to see it.
Yeah, you be knowing these niggas that be drawing and shit, bro. You know, you said my favorite comic book. I was like, God damn. I was like, how the fuck you know this nigga?
I love comic book, man.
But I know you like comic books. That nigga said that shit.
I forgot it.
I
forgot the name while I was doing it.
That's that mac and cheese, ain't it? That's the mac and cheese.
Oh, my God. Could be. But God damn, Johnny. You know,
I've been watching Just Smoke for the last 20 seconds. I was like, wait, where's Kanye? Oh, no.
He's in there. He's
still in the smoke.
Well, what's as cool as the visual effect is him, like, he kind of blends with the smoke because it's gray.
It's because you're creating your character.
It's some
that's
chick
all.
Underwater. It's some chick in the water.
Looking at? But look at like the suits and shit like that and the little vehicles and shit. That's what his shoes look like.
Oh, I didn't get all into it. It showed me some covers. And, okay.
It's shit like that. That's what it reminded me of. But like,
I don't. That shit is weird, man. That's a weird ass shoe. I just don't like the way it looks.
Nigga, that's a weird ass nigga, man.
He is. Hey, but I don't know. I'm not good into fashion. I ain't into fashion anyways. Like,
no, that's fashionista, the whole point, bro. Is that we don't get the art form anyway.
This ain't got shit. None of this is my style.
Yeah.
You got that in hoodie?
Hey, these are pretty dope, though. Some high-res boots.
High-resolution boots.
Is that the ones he's wearing?
They orange. +3? I don't know. They dope.
Are you at the Yeezy store?
Nah, I'm on Google.
No, it's not. Is he's what is it? They're produced by Adidas.
Yes.
Yeah. So he has a
Adidas store.
He's a shoe deal, like a like a rapper,
I heard he's about to take over. They said there's rumors that he's gonna take over. What is it? What's the one that the dude just died from? Virgil. Oh, y'all ain't into it.
Nope.
Right. Yeah, you said
shoes
or something?
One of the fashion designers' cats just passed away. And,
Versace or something?
Yes, I think so. That might be it.
I saw that.
But, Versace he's dead a while ago.
No, I think so.
It's
another one.
Somebody that's like creative director.
Yeah.
Oh, so, I see.
Virgil Abloh, I believe that's his name. But I probably said that shit hella wrong.
No, I hope you said it correctly. That was awesome. Virgil blah blah. Like, oh Jesus, knocker. That was fucking racist.
Shit. No, it wasn't.
Virgil blah blah.
Look a blah.
No, you said blah blah.
Look it up.
Blah blah.
Look it up.
No, I'm looking it up.
Look it up.
Blah blah. I'm looking at it right now.
A B L O H.
B L A H B L A.
Blow.
Blah blah. All right, you're fancy, sir.
Keaton Lewis is the one making them jokes.
I just heard it first.
Keaton Lewis is always the one making the jokes.
Mm-mm. Yep, I'm looking at Virgil blah blah. So he died.
Yes, he passed away.
Rest in peps.
They did a tribute, man. That shit was dope. They had like these drones, and they did like this little sky display. That shit was super.
Is that what that was? I saw something about the drones. Like it was like last week.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I saw something live about some drones in Europe somewhere.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. And it looked dope. So it's for that dude.
Blah,
okay.
Blah, blah, blah.
Damn.
The banners are just blah, 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 blah. Shit. Oh, man.
Bro. He's got soccer goalie gloves.
No. Oh man.
Oh, I'm not laughing.
Why don't you hit me with the Reggie Noe, bro?
Well, I'm not laughing. Just
trying not to laugh, man.
Why are you over there making fun
just
of that
in the
man,
drones, mate? Just blah, blah. That's pretty fucking funny to me. I don't know.
That's his name, man.
Okay. It's a great name. I enjoyed it.
Oh, shit. That's funny.
Oh, man.
What else is going on in the world? You're on vacation, right?
I'm on vacation. You're on staycation, bro. What are you talking about? You
staycation?
Go. Staycation ain't going nowhere.
You ain't doing shit?
No, I tried to play video games. And then I ended up playing VR and then getting tired and then going to sleep, really. Just go, oh my God, I'm not doing good on the VR, bro. It's taking me apart. I got
Is it really?
What, you got the Oculus?
Yeah. We got Beat Saber and Resident Evil 4.
Okay.
Which is not bad being inside of a PlayStation or 3 or an Xbox 360, but it does take its toll when you really got to be the niggas turning around and shooting these zombies.
That shit got super hot.
Super hot is the shit.
Yes, that's right. Yeah,
like you gotta get that shit. That shit's dope. I got it on PlayStation VR.
I was thinking about getting that.
That shit's dope.
Do you move forward?
You gotta like duck and dodge and shit.
So you like on a rail or something.
When
like
you
that?
Move,
yeah,
everything happens. Like action goes, but then you like freeze. So then you can see like the bullets come in, and you can prepare. It's dope.
Oh, so you Neo?
Yeah, kind of.
I thought Neo was moving, though. You know what? I'm going to watch
it.
It's
like, yeah, you stop moving and the bullet stops. It was dope.
Yeah, when you freeze, everything freezes.
But so I ain't got to walk forward. That's the thing.
Nah, you just
It's not me. You're just standing
there. Nah, you're staying, and then it just moves you to another section.
Yeah.
And then you just...
Oh, shit.
I'm going to tell you that moving shit. That boy sweating.
Who was running? Was it me?
Nah, you be twisting and turning and shit, but you don't really, like, got to dive or nothing.
No, you ain't got to dive. You know what I'm saying? It's immersive as fuck.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Had me sweating.
You be over here Beat Saber.
Mm-hmm.
They got any good songs?
Kendrick Lamar's on there. Damn. And that's it. You can sideload games on that, though. So I can get custom songs.
Oh, okay. I have it, but I never...
You got it for PlayStation VR, don't you?
Yeah, I played it like twice when I first got it.
And it's hard for niggas to get into that.
I'm good.
Go.
Oh, shit.
I played one last night. He said, you're playing Beat Saber. I was like, nigga, I know. I don't know.
Oh, man. That's funny.
No, I was at work. The last time I was at work. The last two nights I was at work, I was talking to a dude that was around those tornadoes. He was like, yeah, we just had the tornado here. It just tore up an Amazon facility and collapsed it.
Oh, yes.
I talked to him that night, bro.
Damn.
Those crazy tornadoes. Yeah.
That shit's fucked some people up, man.
Man, that was insane. They got to really figure out these Amazon facilities. You know?
Is that what...
Well, they're saying, yeah, because they was like, they told us not to leave.
I need my package.
Like, well, if there's a tornado outside.
The building should be safe.
I mean.
The building should be safer. So safe.
Than going outside and being in your car.
That my package can get here on time. If I need, it's Christmas.
Now, if they was like, nah, you keep working, then yeah.
But right.
There are people that are like, that's murder.
If they were like, stay in the building for protection.
I mean. It didn't work.
Because the dude was like, Amazon won't let us leave.
It was the candle factory, too. The candle factory.
Yeah, but nobody cares about the candle factory because it's not Amazon. That's the shit.
The candle factory is more fucked because they killed more people.
Yeah.
All those people are dead.
Oh, what happened there? I missed it.
It was a tornado.
No, I got that.
Blew through this candle factory in the most epic. It killed everybody in the candle factory, basically.
Yeah.
They were like, when it first happened, they were like, everybody's dead. Just like, yeah, and then they started getting, you know, Facebook Lives and stuff. And they started pulling people out. But at first, they were like, pretty sure everybody's dead.
Wow. Oh, yeah. Okay.
And then
that shit fucking
the number went from 100 everybody. To like 75 people dead.
Man.
So yeah. Natural disasters.
I've been slacking on that one.
Really?
I saw it a couple days ago and
that shit was too
didn't really hear anything else about it.
Because it was just those two factories, was it? Or was it couple more? Because you saw the Amazon one.
Like
you saw
states.
The path.
It was yeah, because it was a bunch
Arkansas,
of... It was like,
North,
it hit a whole bunch of spots.
Yeah, North,
testing
Eastern.
The weapon.
Testing the weapon?
They testing the weapon, man.
What weapon? Why were they...
The tornado thrower.
Yeah, why would they... You can't control a tornado once it hits the ground. You know what I'm saying?
They got plus four boots, bro. Like, maybe he got some...
Oh, shit.
There's easier...
Blizzaga, nigga.
Don't like they... There's drones.
Araga.
I don't know. Unless we got to fight, like, Godzilla, I don't know what, we need to throw a tornado. X-Men is
what, that's dope. They got Storm.
With a spider and let me get bit, nigga. What the fuck? Holding out on the powers? I mean, you know what I'm saying? I'm just saying.
You want Spider-Man's powers?
I'll take anybody's fucking powers. Spider-Man's
powers. Who got the weakest powers? I don't know comics that well. But
oh,
like,
man. I almost
said the weakest?
Who's like...
There's a whole invisible woman. That's some fucked up shit.
Yeah, she can't really do anything else.
No, they shouldn't have wrote that about a woman. That's fucked up.
That's every woman's hero, though, because they all wish they could do that. Just be invisible and just walk around us. So they can be nosy. Let me think.
It's probably somebody in the X-Men universe. I guess it's all a Marvel universe. I'm only thinking about Marvel. I never think about DC. If you asking me who the weakest, Batman.
Batman, yeah.
Yeah.
Batman ain't got no powers.
None, zero.
He's nothing.
He just out there for, and all his homies.
He ain't even like that movie Kick-Ass.
What he got?
That kid has more powers than Batman.
Nope. Yeah.
But Batman got some shit.
That's it.
That's it.
That's a base.
Kick-Ass in Marvel, that's his power.
Kick-Ass can't fight, but Kick-Ass has amazing regenerative abilities.
It's the nerve.
It's the nerve damage.
Yeah, he can't
Batman
feel
Batman got
hits.
A lot of money, nigga.
Nerve damage,
I mean, you see what that does in real life, how they get you?
That's good point. Make you president, money.
Yep.
Make you president. Batman, Twitter and some money.
Batman, one of the strongest motherfuckers out there.
All right, so...
That nigga built the bat bomb and blow everything up.
He's the only one that took out. It wasn't Superman versus the Flash. It was Superman versus Batman. You know what I'm saying? You're right about that. He's still weak as fuck though. Who else is weak?
I guess superpower wise, but
superpower,
I mean,
like the weakest, the most useless. It is, yeah. It's Aquaman.
Yeah.
It's most useless person with powers. The person that's stuck in the water.
Well, he's not stuck in the water though.
We got to bring water with him. We got to bring a bucket everywhere.
Hey, walk around carrying a smart water.
Nah. Splashing people in shit.
Then Magneto sucked too then.
Huh?
Because Magneto, the same thing. He got to be around metal. Or
but there's metals and everything. I mean,
yeah, but you just hit him with them Yeezys. You know what I'm saying?
You never know what's in that algae, bro.
You know what I'm saying? That plankton shoe. You can't stop it. He don't even know the dodge.
Oh, shut your ass up, Johnny. That nigga said plankton shit.
Aquaman versus Magneto.
Magneto's gonna win.
In a plastic dome.
Okay, so
he's gonna have to fisticuff it.
And Magneto's gonna lose because he old as fuck.
Yep.
You know?
But Magneto hard though. Aquaman ain't hard.
It depends on what his ages is at.
I mean, if they give him Jason Momoa Aquaman, then yeah, okay, he's a little bit rougher around the edges. But classical Aquaman, that fool looked like dude from Scooby Doo.
Oh, he old too.
In the water.
Yeah, you're right. He did look like, what was that nigga's name? Fred. He looked like Fred.
You know what I'm saying?
I know exactly what you're talking about. So,
Look like a grown up Johnny Quest.
Oh, shit. So, I'm still, if I had to see the fight, it's Aquaman. Go take it.
So, Aquaman, the weakest?
No, Aquaman's the weakest. Most useless.
Most useless superhero.
It's water and everything.
It is, but he got to bring it with him.
No, you know that's okay. So Aquaman control the sea.
He can just steal their water. He can just flood a motherfucker's house. Turn on all the faucets. Plug up the sinks and shit.
But he got to go somewhere and do all that. Niggas come with they shit.
So that comic book I had you read it. That was the shit about that one. That was her part. She can manipulate water.
Right? Oh, okay, I was yeah.
But she manipulates the water and everything. Like this, so it'd be like the guitar. There's humidity and everything. So she can
fuck Aquaman with the water in you. Since
take that shit out. You prune your ass up.
Just dust.
Just so I can see that. But Aquaman don't have control of water itself. He has the control of the sea. So he got to make the animal.
So you said you got to put salt in the water, my nigga.
He got to put a fish in that motherfucker. Drop a goldfish in there so he could talk to him.
Yeah. Come back with a sign.
Me and my homies, these goldfish, these beta.
These beta. Rest in peace, Midnight. The beta.
Is that...
That's the one my kid murked, man. Yeah.
He killed the beta?
He killed the beta.
That's a good kid.
Or we didn't feed the beta and it died, and then my kid tried to save the beta and he got blamed for the killing. We don't know. We can only speculate.
I feel like you speculating to the truth, my nigga.
Maybe Otis, the elf on the shelf, can help with that shit, but... Yeah.
If you gotta,
you're going through all the phases.
All of the man, everything. You asked me what was up this week, and I told you.
Johnny over there.
Wrap it so we don't have to come back to
Johnny
it.
Johnny over there living National Lampoon. Holidays.
Oh, shit.
That's rough, man. So you ain't doing shit for your vacation?
Nothing, bro. I'm going to try to play video games. Not take no showers or nothing like that.
Oh, shit.
Damn.
Wear sweatpants, wear the same pair of pants every day.
Yeah. Slumming it, huh? Mm-hmm. All right.
So we're going to do it outside.
I start my vacation on Sunday. I got a little vacay coming up. Little trippy trip. I'll come back and, you know, share the stories. It ought to be a good one.
Don't be broke. Don't be broke.
Hopefully not. Go no trip and be broke. What? Just go.
You going down specifically to gamble?
Nah, we just going.
Just going to go?
Just going to Vegas.
It's time for the vacays. Yeah.
So, it's for my birthday.
It's Christmas, though.
That trumps my shit.
I asked you which one you think like you like better. You said Christmas, man. I don't know. Did I? Yeah, you said
Christmas. I probably did.
Yeah, you said Christmas. You like Christmas better. I just say whatever, man.
I mean, to damn, celebrate.
But let the man have his birthday.
You don't get
the
shit,
man,
on my shit, cuz.
Yeah.
What's up with that, man?
Wow. When's your birthday, Keaton?
In February.
In February what?
4th.
February 4th. Well, that's just Valentine's Day. Fuck
it is.
You.
It is. One year was just Super Bowl, nigga. It's never my birthday.
You know what I'm saying?
It's Super Bowl.
It's a Super Bowl. My birthday don't exist, nigga. I've accepted it. I'm cool with it. Yeah. You can say that, but it's definitely irritating because I don't watch Super Bowl, like football, until the Super Bowl. So I'm just playing Madden by myself.
Damn. You don't want to talk about that.
No, we did bad last week, didn't we?
So,
did y'all play Madden?
After the pod, Keaton decided to turn the goddamn game on less than, like, what? Oh, 5 minutes in the. Like not even before the first quarter was over. It was already 14-0.
It was pretty bad.
That's normal. They do that shit to me too.
Sometimes
I come back and I only lose by 7.
I thought the controls was gonna give them a little problem.
That shit's supercharged.
It's the same fucking button since 98.
They need to update that shit then. They need to change that shit around so a nigga might have a chance once in a while on this bitch.
Nope.
Now they got the momentum thing, and I threw 2 interceptions. That momentum was already up. I couldn't even hike the ball. I was like, God damn, what the
really? Seriously?
It was fucked
up. Did you fumble the ball and shit?
No, I threw 2 interceptions. Pretty bad ones. Pretty terrible. I was looking for a play I couldn't find. I was looking for the defeater.
Yeah, no.
I can't even explain what they did.
Blake Bortles in.
So, yeah.
So, what was the final score?
We didn't finish.
We just left.
I could have came back.
21-0?
No, it was 14-0. It was time to come back.
It was enough.
But he picked them cheating ass Chiefs, though.
I mean, come on, man.
And who'd you pick?
Baltimore? Whoever had dreads. I don't know.
You picked the Ravens.
Yeah, dreads.
You could have just ran your fucking quarterback all over him.
I didn't know. His dreads weren't long enough in the game. I didn't see him.
He didn't have a chance.
Yeah, he do have the baby dreads, huh? A little baby.
Yeah, his dreads.
We're not a scheme for that shit.
I don't even know what you're supposed to do for that. If you start running with your quarterback, you know I'm not going to know what to do.
No, you run a fucking zone. Fool.
Seriously?
You put him in coverage. You put him in a spy.
I've been doing the wrong thing for sure.
Yeah.
Man to man is what I do. I feel like somebody's.
That's basically what it is.
I feel like somebody's running.
You make like one of your linebackers specifically watch the quarterback.
It's like a QB spy.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, I just put him in man-to-man, whatever that thing is. Or let the coach decide.
But you could always see.
I let the coach decide on defense.
Audible that shit, man. Just audible it. Pick one where your receivers are going out. Like, if they've got a zone, they can clear the zone or get out of the pockets of the zone. But then you audible your running back to pass block. This way, if you are running with the ball, you got an extra blocker right next
to you. You should just be better.
Yeah, I think that's going to
basically.
I'm throwing you're a fourth whack. Down. I'm throwing a fourth down.
Yeah, every time.
Every time.
I don't know.
Fucking around on that shit. I stick by my bones. But y'all can't see me in UFC and NBA shit. Oh, okay. And none of that bullshit. So,
I play in NHL.
I'm definitely going to lose that. I can't score for that shit on that. I'll play though. I can't score. I can skate, you know, because that's automatic.
It's like that Tony Hawk.
Yeah.
Be like, oh, I'm good. I was like, nah.
Nah, Tony
Hawk does all of it for you.
Tony Hawk made you feel like you were a god at skating until skate came out.
Yes.
And then skate made me feel like a god because I could play that and nobody could.
Yes.
Until my little brother got better. I was
my kids are playing Tony Hawk, man. Skate. Like that's just
he's playing Tony. They playing Tony Hawk. Man, get him skate. Get him the real thing. Why you bullshitting them kids?
The real thing. They gonna kill themselves, man.
I'm talking about the game skate. Not the real game.
Oh no, I never got into skate.
You never got. I mean, it's because you weren't good.
Nah, I'm not gonna sit here and double stick that shit. Woo! Learn a whole new thing, you know?
I mean, that whole new thing is taking me.
Knockout Kings turned into Fight Club or Fight Night or some shit like that. And they did that shit with the two sticks. I was like, fucking, I ain't trying to do that shit.
I like that shit a lot, too.
I didn't like that shit.
Niggas didn't know how to play with them sticks, nigga.
Nah.
I started
slipping the. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, I was like, okay, I'm cool. Mm-hmm. I'm a button player. Like, I am not evolving into the next.
You got to evolve with the.
Nah, I'm good.
Times. He's going to be button.
You know what it was? Is remember when they came out with the six axis? Remember you can move your controller and then sense it on the TV and they tried to make a whole bunch of games for that shit?
They failed. They're miserable. Yeah, they failed.
Blue Estate and all that shit and then trying to type with that motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? Like, that just, it just doesn't. Nah, I push the buttons.
Yeah, then,
just let me push the motherfucking button.
I want to say,
yeah, sometimes like the Last of Us makes you shake your controller. That, where it's like, nope, button.
Yeah, that's what it's for. It's like, oh, your light's going out. Let me shake the controller. Bow. You know what I'm saying? Or if it's like an auxiliary thing, like if you did the view that way.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like you playing like Star Wars, you know, the Starfighter or some shit, and that's how you look around. I could do that. But not control the ship. Don't make me control the fucking ship like that. Who controls the ship with two arms like that? You know what I'm saying? Give me a steering wheel then. Like, you know what I'm saying? Or give me something like that, but I ain't going.
You can have it if you pay more.
You gotta pay. They got a steering wheel. They got an anti-zero gravity steering wheel for your ass.
What is that? The hot ass? The hot ass?
I don't know.
They what got the you flight don't. Stick with the fucking, yeah.
I've always wanted to play Flight Simulator all bougie.
All set up with like four monitors and shit.
With the homie just in there. Let's go. Want
to
fly.
I heard people learn how to fly real planes from that shit. Mm-hmm. That's crazy.
They don't fuck around.
That's that bullshit.
Yeah, they learned on shit like that. I guess they said that they learned on flight simulators.
Yeah.
And shit's real.
Too bad Keaton ain't learned how to be a football player. I never did, bro.
It was
he's got to have football Madden simulator.
So you learned how to skate though, huh? You learned
no,
how to,
I didn't.
To help you with your kickflip.
No, I never learned how to skate. I guess it's kind of too scary, you know. You know, I've never dropped in. I can only push. I think I've successfully landed one trick.
All it takes is one time for the board to slide out from under you, and I'm cool.
Okay. That's all it took. I'm cool with that.
It took one of those, and now I'm good.
And it just slides. You just like, it's gone now, and I'm the other way.
Put your boys some roller skates. Get it cracking.
No, I love to skate in it, Doug. I play guitar.
Right?
Yeah. So, if I'm going to do something white. I know,
Oh shit! That's
gonna be my white thing.
That's your Caucasian activity.
Yeah, we were.
Well, you got a week off now
from Caucasian activities. No, I'm gonna participate.
Nah, you can participate now.
No, I'm not gonna go skating. I was gonna ride a bike around the neighborhood because the nigga's probably 250 again. Too big.
I'm about to get a fucking punching bag.
I want a punching bag just to work on the hooks. You know.
Wow. You know what I've always wanted, but I'll never take the time to learn how to do is the little Shaolin wooden dummy.
What?
Oh, with the peg.
Wood with the pegs coming down. Kung fu. Chop, chop, chop. Yeah.
I feel like you need to go.
That shit would look so cool.
Just get one and put it in your house and pretend like
I was
we're in America.
To the other podcast when he was talking about his tower and that how he going to put everybody together. That's the last one. That's what I looked at. I was like, oh, shit. So it's going to be like a big-ass Shaolin wooden dummy.
Oh, shit.
But I would love to do that, but I don't know Kung Fu, so I don't, you know. I mean, I just sit there.
I mean, you can buy a motherfucker. I'm sure you could.
Yeah, you could probably like.
Yeah, shit hurt your arms.
Cameo. Shit. Supposed to.
I'm going to get arms guards.
Getting you used to getting hit.
Yes, yes. The blocking.
And then if we go out and you've learned Kung Fu. We can really talk
see,
some shit.
See, when the shit go down, yeah. You could block a nigga from becoming a zombie. Pow, pow. You know what I'm saying?
We're going to need
when,
it, man.
I mean, you know, when you a zombie, though, you just be kind of throwing them haymakers, though. Well, zombie, hopefully, you can't fight and be a zombie at the same time.
He wants to be a sentient zombie for some reason.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, like,
nah,
I don't
I'm
know
just
what's
saying.
Up with the zombie shit.
No, I'm saying.
Why
are
you trying
Johnny
to eat people?
I'm just saying.
When you a zombie, you got to eat all of them.
You can use those skills. So when this shit go down, this war that Keaton talking about go down.
Why would it be zombies?
But what skills, don't necessarily have to be zombies.
What
but,
skills does a zombie have?
No.
But he come at you, you can block.
Oh,
you learn.
You got your skills.
Oh, me?
I
will have skills.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
They
you know, you should invest in one. I'm going to get the heavy bag.
For so our Civil War, that's two coming. We're going to learn how to hand fight.
Yeah, we got to learn.
We need guns.
I think so. I think if we're going in Patriot style, we're going to need to be hand-to-hand at best.
But we still need to be in shape. Like, we can't be fat.
Running through the woods. Throwing up.
The fat sniper.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I got the bow and arrow right
I got
there.
Bows, yeah. Yeah, I'm telling him, going in silent and sweet, nigga. Killing everybody.
You read it around here with bows. Like, hey, let me get that back. That was my last one. Throw that here. Throw that back here real quick.
Nah, for me, I mean, I got the...
You don't hear the first shot, but you hear the second one when he missed and he got to clank the motherfucker. Shit. Oh, shit. Oh, just...
Hopefully, I got the compound bow.
You be practicing?
Yeah. I got a little square box over there. I be shooting in the garage, nigga.
Oh.
No, I'm getting ready for this shit for real.
Oh, Lord.
That's what's up. All right. So I think I made it
to... You need me to make you a get fit, get in shape mixtape?
No.
Because I would.
When I work, I just...
You know what I'm saying?
We'll I work
you,
out.
We'll make you a Red Dawn mixtape.
Oh, good on the Red Dawn. That shit did not work. I don't believe Red Dawn could ever work. Anybody coming to this country getting fucked up.
Yeah.
Yeah. They got to cross the Rocky Mountains.
A bunch of us first, yeah.
That's the terrain. Don't nobody want to cross this country on foot through the goddamn...
This is some of the most pleasant terrain to cross, though.
Like, not the Rocky Mountains?
Yeah. Would you rather the Rocky Mountains or the frozen fucking Siberian... You know what I'm saying? That shit has backed up armies.
Yeah, but ain't nobody out there, though.
You know what I'm saying? Niggas cross this.
But radioactive material, I'm telling you, it's going to be tough to fuck with the Rocky Mountains. For any Chinese person, Russian person, anybody talking that shit, they're going to have to drop in on one side or the other.
It is nice about Denver that we are geographically a very safe place.
Okay.
Until Yosemite goes.
Yeah, that's be fine.
And even then, we're in the what? The ash zone?
We're in the ash zone. We're straight.
But that's if, like, so you know how, like, the islands, right? The islands are formed because the plate's going over the hole, and so it pokes in different spots, you know, as it's moving along. So if you look at the geysers in Yosemite, you got to see which way they're going to see if we're moving closer or further away from the caldera.
I don't know.
I don't remember checking. So it's like, oh, yeah, we're going to be good. Yeah, in about, 100, 200 years, though, we're going to be about 7 inches shorter, and I don't want to be 7 inches closer to that shit.
I'm going to Canada then. You playing games? I'm going straight up to Canada, my nigga. Going up to Canada, give me a car, give me a green card. You know what I'm saying? I'm Mexican up there now.
You see,
so this gonna happen during your vacation? You said it was soon. This gonna happen during your vacation?
Hell no.
Can we wait a little bit?
We can wait.
Can I get back from Vegas first?
I think we got like 5 years before niggas starting crazy.
Oh, okay.
There's
okay.
There's a glacier that's about to pop off and fuck everything up.
So we got
5 years.
So we got time for a couple more episodes.
We can fuck around a little bit more. We got at least 365 more.
We're gonna pod during the war.
So yeah, we back. We in this motherfucker.
Shelter.
We just killed the motherfucker. We took the general out. You heard us right. Too blunt. We back. No, we can't do that. I'm not gonna pod. Talk about murdering the people we have to murder. Hey, he was asleep anyway. He wasn't too looking blunt. Too good.
We took out two motherfuckers today. Yeah. You know.
Took out a caravan. If y'all need some corn. Nebraska's free again. You know what I'm saying?
We might have to be. This might be the way to communicate to the people, right?
It's be the easiest way. Internet. The internet probably wouldn't work. Let's assume if all of America goes to war, the internet's gone. Yeah.
Shit.
Yeah, I don't think the internet's gonna be around.
Xfinity will be like, we got this.
Xfinity merges with AT&T, nigga. Wait, we gotta come together.
Motherfuckers is like, nah, we got our shit is underground. We straight.
Okay, it's not bad then. I think hopefully the internet still be up. They try to block it. It depends, though. I mean, it all depends.
Yeah, I don't know. We'll see.
I don't think the internet will be up.
I'm hoping it'll be up.
Shortwave radio. Shit, they don't need much power to.
Batteries, man. You know what
I mean? I need batteries, but I mean, there's only so many batteries.
Oh, fuck.
You don't have a bunch of potato batteries, smoke signals.
We're talking about, like, after, you know, we fuck up so bad that the nuclear plants go up and the whole planet, the whole country's radioactive. Then we got a problem. You know,
good thing we have a series of 7 games to train us on that.
Some 7 games?
Fallout.
Oh, is there 7 of them?
I think so.
Damn, that's a terrible
idea. I have no idea.
They made the same animations 7 fucking times.
Oh, it went that way?
We'll see what happens.
Drizzy Drake?
Yeah, man. I feel like it's about that time. Mm-hmm. You know?
Oh, yeah.
So, 2 Blunt Podcast. We'll see what's going on with this war.
Yeah.
We're going to be on vacation.
Yeah. We're taking the time off. You'll be getting a doobie drop next week.
You gotta get a doobie. Doobie, doobie, doo. Y'all remember that commercial?
Mm-hmm. No. The Penguin?
The Bud Light. One. Oh, you don't know that one?
Penguin used to stop, man.
No.
Fucking show, man. We'll show you that shit after.
That'll be the next.
I was about to jump back into it. See? Nope. That's what happens. Mac and cheese got me fucked up.
Does it always?
Got me zooted out here. Two Blood Podcast. It's your boy Naka.
Keaton Lewis.
Peace out, y'all.
And Johnny.
And me.
Johnny.
Johnny.
Fuck all that Drake, you gotta chill shit. I be on my little mouse drill shit. Fuck all that rap to pay your bill shit. Yeah, I'm on some rappers, pay my bills shit. All up on TV, I thought it'd make me richer. Wasn't paying me enough, I needed something quicker. So now I'm all in Nico.